The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the beginning of the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came to be through Him, and without Him nothing came to be. What came to be through Him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him. But the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own did not accept him. But those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by any man's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only begotten Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'The one who is coming after me ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace, because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only begotten Son, God, who is at the Father's side, has revealed him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We end the year today proclaiming the beginning of the Gospel of John, which begins by saying, "In the beginning was the Word." And so we are people who have received a vision, a purpose, and a path to follow. We have received from God Himself. He has come to us. The difference between Christianity and all the other religions is that while the others are a good effort of man trying to seek God, trying to reach God, Christianity, God comes to us. God loved us first. God revealed himself. No one can see God unless God comes. And that is what he did. He prepared the way through the prophets, through the law. But in the fullness of time, God became man. He took human flesh. And this is the joy of the Christians. Today also, John tells us, children, it is the last hour. And he warns us that right in our midst, the Antichrist is already working. The one who antagonizes Christ, who seeks to reap us away from God through lies that appear to be true. And see, so he warns us to stay attentive to the light. Remember that we're not going to wake up one day and just, for the heck of it, deny God. It happens very subtly when we just lose the attention, when we no longer are attentive to look, to allow the Lord to enter and to put to death all the rebellion, all the selfishness, and all the works of the devil that are like a curtain that impede us from seeing him, from being with him. And so we need to be attentive as the Lord is working, as the Lord is acting on us and revealing us his light. Let us present to the Lord our petitions.